dreamed a dream tonight.
And so did I.
Well, what was yours?
That dreamers often lie.
In better sleep, while they do dream things true. Oh, then I see Queen Mab has been with you. She is the fairy's midwife. She comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone on the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a team of little atomies athwart men's noses as they lie asleep. Her wagon spokes made of long spider's legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider's web, the colors of the moonshine's watery beams, her whip of cricket's bone, the lash of film, her wagoner a small gray-coated gnat, not so big as a round little word pricked from a lazy finger of a maid. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut, made by the joiner squirrel or old grub, time out of the minds of fierce coachmakers. And in this state she gallops night by night, through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love, or courtiers' knees that dream on courtesies straight, or lawyers' fingers who straight dream on fees, or ladies' lips who straight on kisses dream, which often angry Mab with blisters plagues, because her breaths with sweetmeats tainted are. Sometimes she gallops o'er a courtier's nose, and then dreams he of smelling out a suit. And then comes she with a tithe pig's tail, tickling a parson's nose as Eliza sleeps. Then dreams he of another benefice. Sometimes he drives o'er the soldier's neck, and then dreams he of cutting foreign throats, of breeches, ambuscados, Spanish blades, of healths 5 fathoms deep, and then anon drums in his ear, at which he starts and wakes, and being thus frighted, swears a prayer or two, and sleeps again. This is that fairy Mab that plaits the manes of horses in the night, and bakes the elf locks and foul slutches' hairs, which, once untangled, much misfortune bodes. This is the hag, when maids lie on their backs, that presses them and learns them first to bear, making them women of good carriage. This is she! Peace, peace, Mercutio, peace! Thou talkst of nothing.
True, I talk of dreams, which are the children of but an idle brain, begot of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin as the substance of the air, and more inconstant than the wind, who woos even now the frozen bosom of the north, and being angered, puffs away from thence, turning his face to the dew-dropping south.